I want to wish you all a wonderful Shavuos. It should be an inspiring, special Shavuos for all. And the key, of course, of Shavuos is Matan Torah, accepting the Torah, learning Torah. And the key of that is the Aseres HaDibros, that basically has the whole Torah built into the Aseres HaDibros. And they serve as a foundation for all the Tayag Mitzvahs. And the key that carries the most weight in these Aseres HaDibros, you know, they're all called the entire Torah. The Evan Shleiman, the Gra, says that the very last commandment, Loisach Moed, encompasses all the other mitzvahs. And Rav Chaim Vital says that this is why it is the last of the Aseres HaDibros, because it includes all the others. Anyone who is jealous, is envious of what others possess, and is driven to have it for his himself, falls into the pit, which is the root of all evil. And the question is, why is that? Why is desiring what someone else has the concept of a real bad thing that destroys everything else? And the truth is, it makes sense. A person is obviously dissatisfied with what he possesses. He'll be envious of somebody else, and he'll be unhappy. Nothing's good enough for him. He'll always want it. So what drives a person to feel that way? And it comes down to a lack of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we don't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or if we subconsciously don't believe that Hashem is guiding our life as part of a master plan, and that what he has and what he doesn't have is for a clear, defined reason from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we lack that emuna, will come to have Leisach Moed. So now we really understand why Leisach Moed tells it all, which really is the key to Shavuos. Then, is to connect the Leisach Moed to the Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, to recognize that you're desiring what other people have, is a chesaron in emuna, believing that Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha, that I am your God, which is the basis of the whole Torah. So an avodah in Shavuos is also to be mesameach b'chelkei, to have trust in Hashem. Because if you don't have trust in Hashem and you lack emunah, the rest of the Torah has no meaning, has no value. The cornerstone of Jewish observance is belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the essential ingredient in all of our mitzvahs. It's a machlokes rishonim whether Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah haseh, like the Rambam says, or is not, like the Ramban says. And the logic that it would not be is because it's the whole foundation of the whole Yiddishkeit. You can't have a mitzvah without someone that's a mitzvah. You can't have a mitzvah unless you believe that there's a Hashem that is commanding it. So believing in Hashem is a real key. And it's not just overall belief in a general way. It means that to believe that your soul is determined by Hashem, He determines what our life situation is, what's best for us, what's unique to us, what our destiny is. And a believing Jew trusts what Hashem happens to him is part of his ultimate best destiny as decided by Hashem. And Emes Lamitai, it's something when someone goes through hard times or comes to difficult challenges, yours truly included, sometimes waver with this. We are sometimes fall into a weakness of having these self-doubts or doubts about what's really going on and why and so on. But we need to strengthen ourselves with emunah and betachin that everything comes from Hashem. And this is the key to everything. And thus, when we are jealous, when we are evil like Sachmite, we're actually in essence denying this reality. So we're undermining the whole yisoid of Jewish belief here, the whole yisoid of the Nisein HaTorah. In order to have a Matan Torah on Shavuos, we need to have a true, full emuna in the Nisein HaTorah. Hashem wants us to be ourselves. He does not want us to be anyone else. Everything about our lives is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. And when we are not happy with our lot, we're basically saying, I don't agree with Hashem's decision. Hashem custom made our daily lives, both spiritually and physically, specifically for us. And He gives us the koyach to withstand those challenges. And to be jealous means that you wish other challenges without the support of Hashem. So that's something really to understand and to give thought to. Now, Shamshel Fowler Hirsch used to say that the 10th commandment is something that only a HaKadosh Baruch Hu could give. No mortal ruler could create such a law. A mortal ruler, meaning a Melech Basav Adam, a human and flesh king or legislation, could enact laws against physical actions like murder or theft. You know, sometimes you can go even deeper in speech, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could legislate the area of thought and attitude. Only Hashem could tell us to sanctify our minds because He's the one who created our minds. He is the only one who could see whether there's a Leisachmeid in our heart. So He can tell us not to have Leisachmeid, not to be jealous, because He knows if we're listening to His command. He's the only one that could know. A Melech Basav Adam, you could tell a person or his kingdom, don't be jealous in your heart. He doesn't know what's in your heart. But Hashem does know what's in your heart, and therefore He could command it, and He knows what you're feeling. So the key really is to remember, you know, also with the Leisachmeid, the big yisai that helps with this, is what it says at the end, V'chol asher l'reyacha. Don't desire anything of his. It mentions a bunch of items and things. And then it says, V'chol asher l'reyacha. Don't be jealous of all that belongs to your fellow. We just mentioned wife, house, servants, and so on. And now it says again, all that belongs to your fellow. So the key really is the famous Vart, that you want something from your friend, you're envious of your neighbor, you want to have certain possessions, you want to have an easy earning living like he does, or marry off children like he does. I also want that. The Torah says, wait a minute. The chol asher l'reyacha. Take into consideration all what he has to contend with. All of this nisyonos in his life that you may not be aware of. All the difficulties that he has that you don't have. If you're jealous of the things that he has that you want for yourself, then be jealous of the entire picture. And you'll realize when you really, really know the entire picture, you wouldn't want his package. You wouldn't want his car. You wouldn't want his life. Because there's aspects in his life that you don't want to accept, that you don't want to have in your life. So think twice before you're jealous. So this is a yesod. We're talking about Shuas, which of course the focus is Matan Torah, Limud HaTorah, Esek HaTorah, connecting to the Noson HaTorah. But the truth is to remember the pnimius of it, which is the Leisachmeid, having a Muna and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that your design, Hashem gives you exactly what you need to be Sameach Bechelkecha, and to enjoy your lot, and to appreciate your lot. That's an added virtue to the Simcha of Yontiv, the Simcha of Chag HaShavuos. Now, part to give chizik for people who feel that they don't have a high level of Torah learning and Torah understanding, they need to try their best, but be happy in the lot that they have. Even in Ruchnius, there's two levels. It's a little complicated because we are told, and there's a truth to it, that for physical possessions, we're supposed to be happy with what we have, while for spiritual yearnings and for learning, we should want more and more and try to go higher and higher, and not be satisfied with what we have. And to a certain degree, that is true. But at the same time, there is certain levels that you need to be happy with what you have and to appreciate. Remember, as you're learning and you're trying to connect with Torah, what the Shara Avodah says that Rabbi Yonah wrote, Ki Hashem Yisbarach Eina Mavakash Mibnei Adam Kim Lefi Koicham. Hashem only desires a person to do according to what he has the ability to do. The Priya Aretz, Rav Nachum Mendel of Vitebsk, used to say, Hine klal gadol b'tayra. It's a big klal in tayra. Liyasameach b'chelkei, to be happy with your lot. Gam be'esek ha-tayra v'avayda. Also in your learning and in your prayers, in mahat v'imharba, whether a lot or little, v'yehenem imenu, and enjoy it. And he writes, Yasameach ma'oid be'esek ha-vaydasa shel achshav. Be happy with the lot. If you're sitting down Shavuos and you're learning, whether you're learning Gemara, Chumash, Tanakh, whatever you're learning, you have to be happy and rejoiceful. Baruch Hashem. There's an inyan of being Sameach Bechelkai, even in Ruchnius. As you're trying to strive more, which is a good, healthy thing, but you also need to be happy with what you have. The Menucha V'Simcha is brought down. It was a Talmud of Rav Chaim V'Lozhin, brought down, V'daki Shashamati B'Shem Agra, I heard in the name of Ragar Gra, Rav Yo, Vilna, Zechat Tzadlik Avracha, Sheken gam bemili lishmaya tzarech liyos sameach bechalkai. Even in heavenly matters, you should be happy with your lot. And then he adds, even though, of course, you should desire to have your heart open, and you daven for Hashem, please open my heart to learn more Torah. And masay agiu masay na masay avoysay, how will I reach the level of my forefathers? Nevertheless, to be rejoicing in your chelik in Torah that Hashem gave you the schus, and you need to really take pride in it. Be happy that you are part of Am Yisrael. Be happy that you have a chelik in Torah, that you're a yid, and not chalila get depressed or down by the fact that you have a lower level of understanding than others may have, and so on and so forth. And that is really the idea, to take pride in it, to be happy in it, to be joyful in whatever learning you try your best, and you do the best you can, you ask a Kaddish Baruch to help you, you do a little bit now, and a little bit you keep on accumulating, and be happy with the understanding. Hashem does not need you to be the highest level, whatever he wants to be, what you are, the best that you could be. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. He did not create robots. He did not create, cookie cutters, like they say. He wants everyone to have a unique tainik in his mitzvahs, a unique tainik in the Limud HaTorah, in the Chelek HaTorah that is given to him. So that is the rejoicing. And that's also part of the not being jealous and having emunah in Hashem that he has a path for you. So as long as your heart is committed, you want to connect with Shuas, you want to connect with the Neisen HaTorah, you want to keep Hashem's Torah and Mitzvahs, you want to do Mitzvahs and Ma'isim Tayyivim, and of course you want to learn on Shuas, but be happy in your chelik of learning, and be happy, and the Sameach B'chelkecha in physical and in spiritual, which is the ultimate of keeping the mitzvah of Leisachmai the best possible way, removing that jealousy of your heart, creates a true vehicle and receptacle for a proper Kabbalah Satira that will bring us joy and will bring us happiness and will bring us full fulfillment both for this world and in the next. And it will help us tremendously. Remember also it's a Shalom Bayis Inyan, because the Torah is an Indian of a chasana, connecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Am Yisrael. And when we are with Shalom, with our wives to husband, Shalom in our home, Shechina is there. That is the true connection. And you need to love your wife. Your wife is both the twofold wife, the wife which is the Torah, and the wife which is your own flesh and blood wife. And that brings Shalom and Ahava and Achdus to all of Klal Yisrael. Remember, we only got to Torah because of the Vayichan, Ke'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad. It's not just a nice thing that people just say. It is crucial to going into Kabbalah Satayra, into Shuas, the Inyan of being feeling like one, Achdus, no jealousy, and believing in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He created after your path in life, and to be happy with the Chelek HaTorah that Hashem gives you. Have a wonderful Yom Tov.